Blog Talk Radio.
Misanthropus was the first man found on the earth. That earth was the motherland, Africa. We know that without total understanding of what happened in the past, it would be difficult to relate to the future. We know that within the structure of the music, there should be a message, and the message should be truth. So now, we give you Africa, the center of the world. So vast, so great, the The color of life, universal harmony. The earth supports our conscious effort for sustained humanity. Human beings, human love, on a spiritual tip. So vast, so great, the African embrace. Live beyond, love beyond your skin to where you belong.
Hip-hop that we don't stop. You see, it started a long time ago, and it wasn't a show. We gave birth to a style like a precocious child. feeling the passion for life, erasing away all the strife. Telling our tales with verbal mail, putting honey on the blade, creating language to persuade. Share who we've always been. Always a blessing, never a sin. We are doo-wop and bebop and hip-hop and we don't stop. Since our mother gave birth to everyone on earth, so we echo her call. And always walk tall. Cause we're hip to the world, so we create black pearls. That everyone can wear, that everyone can share. We can't live in despair, so we shine everywhere. On and on. On and on. On and on.
Yes, we welcome you to Africa on the Move. As your host, Brother Africa, it's always an honor and a privilege to come to your home this evening where we can speak truth to the powerless and the powerful. Today, we are hosting a special program where we'll be honoring Chuff Kaufman. He was a member of the Alliance for Global Justice. Honor, we want to let you know that the struggle will continue. What we're going to do today, we're going to have some staff members and board members from Alliance for Global Justice will come and share with you his history, his struggle, and more particularly about Chuck and his contribution to the particular great institution. Once we have done that, we will open up our lines to all those who love Chuck, who would like to make a statement considering his life and his works. And we will ask all of our statements to limit themselves in a time period of 3 to 4 minutes at most. We will acknowledge your last four numbers. You can introduce yourself and your organization and make your statement. Again, we are honoring Brother Chuck because he's worthy of such a honor. This program is being organized by the African Awareness Association and being supported by the All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC, as well as Pan-African Roots. So at this point in time, we're going to begin our program by introducing you to some of the staff members and board members of Alliance for Global Justice. We first would like to bring in our sister Kathy, and we'd like to welcome her to Africa on the Move while we're honoring Brother Chuck Kaufman today. Welcome, Sister Kathy. Can you briefly introduce yourself?
I'm Kathy Hoyt, and I work with Chuck. It's been 30 years, and so you can imagine that I miss him a lot. He was a colleague, but also a friend and a brother. I began work with Chuck when it was the Nicaragua Network. We were both working in solidarity with the people of Nicaragua and in support of the Sandinista Revolution. And Chuck was always the visionary who saw most clearly the possibilities of the Alliance for Global Justice as an organization that could work for uniting grassroots organizations for a more progressive future for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. We're going to another board member, and we'll bring in Brother Bamboshi Shungo. Welcome, Brother Bamboshi.
Thank you, brother, and hello to Kathy and all your guests. I would just like to say that Chuck has really impressed me in that he was the one who introduced the concept that although many of us talk about organizing the masses of the people and building a strong, large mass organization, when it comes to practice, this is something that we could learn from Chuck. Chuck says we should never organize anything by ourselves that we can do with a whole lot more people, especially progressive and revolutionary people. So thank you.
Thank you, Bamboshi. And we now will go to another a staff member, Elaine. Elaine, welcome to Africa on the Move.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on your show and to be speaking alongside Chuck and Bamboshi and James. I am the national co-coordinator and fiscal sponsorship coordinator for Alliance for Global Justice, and I've worked with alongside Chuck and Kathy and Bamboshi and James for the past 10 years. I joined Alliance for Global Justice in 2012 as a fiscal sponsorship coordinator, and Chuck was really the person who helped me understand, and I think helped many of our movements understand the power of fiscal sponsorship as a movement building tool. So we still serve, and we're still growing our fiscal sponsorship program, and we serve about 140 projects around the world and around the U.S.
Thank you, Elaine, and we now will go to another staff member, Mr. James Jordan. Welcome to Africa on the Move, James.
Hi, it's good to be here, Lee. Thanks for having us again. Yeah, and as you said, James Jordan, and I am here in Tucson, and I've worked with Chuck in AFGJ. I worked with him for a little over 14 years and known him since right around late 2003, early 2004. And we definitely miss him. It's an adjustment, a transition, but I am just happy that I think Chuck had his affairs in order, and he cared so much about Alliance for Global Justice and its mission. And I feel like he left us strong and prepared for this new phase.
Okay, thank you, James. And what we're going to do right now, we're coming back to Kathy. Kathy, for our listening national and international audience, for those who may not be familiar with Alliance for Global Justice, can you tell us a little something about your history, how it came into being, Kathy?
Right. Well, the Alliance for Global Justice, as I indicated, grew out of the Nicaragua network, and we found ourselves working with other organizations closely and fiscally sponsoring other organizations that had a worldwide reach. And it just didn't seem, it seemed strange to those projects that they would be fiscally sponsored by a group in solidarity with one small country. And as Nicaragua Network, we were also working on broader issues like the 50 Years is Enough campaign and various campaigns on labor rights and free trade issues. So we founded in 1998. Actually, it was like a contest to choose a name, and there were a number of names offered, but the Alliance for Global Justice turned out to be the best one. I don't remember who had that idea, but that was the name that we took, and it has grown ever since. And with people like Elaine have made a whole system out of the fiscal sponsorship program that really works for the projects and facilitates their work. We've been able to grow in that area, and with some great young staff, not that the old staff isn't good as well, but I've been, as now a retired and a board member, I've been very impressed with the young staff. We're working with many different countries and projects, Honduras, Colombia, and we've worked on Venezuela. We're starting a new human rights school and a number of other projects that were, many were the vision of Chuck and promoted by Chuck as the vision of other folks.
Thank you, Kathy and Lane. One of the things, if we went to the website and we look at the organization, Alliance for Global Justice, we found out that it really encompasses many organizations, such as one was just mentioned, the fiscal sponsorship projects. You also just have some of your general projects and coalitions. Can you talk about what is the fiscal sponsorship projects and what are some of the other projects that comes under this organization?
Yeah, sure. As Kathy mentioned, fiscal sponsorship has been a part of AFGJ since its formation. But I think it really took a turn in 2011 when we started fiscally sponsoring Occupy Wall Street. And I think that was at a moment when it really took off as far as what people finding out about this service and how they can make use of it, and also just AFGJ's name for people who were involved with Occupy Wall Street or who donated to Occupy Wall Street or who were starting their own Occupy Wall Street in their local city. That is where I joined, and at that point, Chuck and I have been building ever since, developing this program, building it out, and growing it to now. Now we have, in addition to the projects who preceded my time, African Awareness Association, I believe, was one of those. But now we have, several bail funds. I think we're one of the leading fiscal sponsors for bail funds around the country, in several Occupy spinoff groups. There's still InterOccupy, that's a fiscally sponsored project of ours that focuses on communication. Several immigrant justice groups and environmental justice groups in the U.S., but also internationally. We fiscally sponsor several projects in Israel and Palestine for Palestinian rights, and several prison reform, prison industrial complex type of projects working to change the system. So that's kind of the broad range of groups that we sponsor.
Okay. One other quick question. I understand you also have different coalition groups that in association work with Alliance for Global Justice. How does one become a member of a coalition group with AFGJ? What are you looking for, and how do they make that happen?
James, do you want to take on the coalition work question?
Who is it, James? Okay,
yeah,
go ahead, James.
I mean, coalition's one of a. It's funny. I was just looking when I was thinking shortly after Chuck had died, and when we were just thinking about different things, I kind of wrote down a 10 principles that Chuck taught us, and I'll have to share those someday. But anyway, one of those principles that he repeated so much is that we never do alone what we can do with others, that we play well with others. So our work often, Chuck often, at AFGJ is always that there's a coalition that we could be part of that advance work we were doing and our work could advance the work of others, we would join with them. And AFGJ also, because of our vision, AFGJ always looked, and Chuck very much, part of his legacy is that he looked beyond just the well-known struggles to look at what were the important struggles that were being ignored. And with that kind of vision, we often initiated work in certain struggles, and it was something that we would do to reach out to other groups, to see if we could build these things together. So if people wanted to work in coalition with AFGJ or organizations, it's just if it fits in with our vision and mission, we have the capacity and we can join together. That's something we are always willing to talk to, and it's just as simple as picking up the phone or writing an email and starting the conversation and seeing where it leads.
Thank you, James. And we go to Bamboshi, and we would like to have Bamboshi address the issue. We know that there are four areas of struggle that AFGJ emphasizes, and those four areas are economic justice, anti-U.S. militarism, real democracy, and they deal with ecological integration. Now, in all four areas, Boshi, can you just tell us a sense of why those four areas were chosen and what do you really mean when you talk about economic justice, anti-U.S. militarism, et cetera?
Yeah, let me just say that I think all of these areas relate specifically to the question of human rights, and that throughout the world, America has been one of the largest purveyor of anti-human rights activities. And while America tends to blame everybody else for having violated human rights, nobody has violated human rights more than the United States around the world and in the United States itself. When you look at all of this, there is that thread running through these components, these four components that you mentioned, that allows us to really see how we can pull together people who are struggling against each and every single one of these components individually and bring them together for a common strategy to overcome these problems that and these issues that are raised through these components. So I think that, for example, the question of U.S. imperialism and the role of the U.S. in starving people around the world under a strategy called economic sanctions is one of the things that AFGJ has tried to address, not just as AFGJ, but as a number of organizations, and that addressing that issue has benefited many countries, countries who have lost thousands of members of their population because of these sanctions. And an example of that is Venezuela. So here again, you see how all of these different currents and these different issues intersect. And I think that AFGJ attempts to face and address these issues by building coalitions and united fronts. So I hope that at least explains a little bit. I'm sure that people there can add to this.
Okay, I'll go back to James. I know he has a project where he directly worked with dealing with the concept of political prisoners. I will ask you if you can just talk a little bit about what that entails and why you chose that particular project, James.
Well, that's actually most of my work these days has to do with the Colombia solidarity and labor issues, but we do have something called a Prison Imperialism Project, which is grew out of the Colombia work and was started between us and a group down there that explains how has been investigating and exposing how the United States is exporting its mass incarceration model around the world, particularly almost entirely to the global south. And that project began in Colombia, but has again spread recently. For instance, I think I talked about on your program, we put out an article about prison imperialism in Africa. But as we spent a lot of time doing our solidarity, our international solidarity work, we talked a lot about the prison model in other countries and political prisoners in other countries. And people would ask, well, how many political prisoners does the U.S. have? And we, especially through pioneering work of that Stan Smith, who a lot of people involved in international or Latin America solidarity will know him, have been putting out a list of U.S. political prisoners. That's about the most complete list, really, that's out there right now. And one thing, we're about to publish an update. I really think we'll have it out in the next week or two, an update of the new list in the U.S. We have a list that's adequate now, but there's a number of names that we need to add. And one thing that has jumped out at us in the analysis of this whole issue is that not only are most of the political prisoners people of color, just as most prisoners are, far more than they are represented in the general population, but the majority of the political prisoners, whatever their ethnicity, whether they're people of color or white political prisoners, the majority of political prisoners were involved in some kind of activity that we would consider anti-racist, including, for instance, international solidarity and anti-war activists who are taking stands against our U.S. wars, which, as you know, are targeted against nations and people of color. So it's just, you know, this gets back, you know, to Chuck, too. Of course, Chuck was always so important, or believed so much in underlining how the struggle against racism is the foundational struggle in the U.S. and against empire since before its very foundation. And this was something he took great pains to infuse into all of our work and to remind us to be mindful of. And it's just one more example of how that is true, you know, that racism is the underlying struggle in this country.
Thank you, Jane. Before we take a station break, I will ask each one of y'all to maybe tell a little story or something about Chuck that you most remember him by as a result of knowing him and working with him. We'll start off with Elaine. Elaine, what's your story?
Well, I guess I'll tell a story. Within the first week of starting with AFTJ, we were on a train on the Amtrak from LA to Olympia, going there for an event we were helping organize called the Occupy Solidarity Social Forum. And I was just so impressed that I had started and was on a train. And it just it just was a great way to meet a coworker and start working together. We did a workshop about fiscal sponsorship when we got there. So that's really how I remember, you know, starting with AFTJ and starting to work with Chuck.
Okay. Kathy, what's your story?
Oh, I would probably have too many stories. I can't think of one, but I just want to say that it was very important to me that I made it to the last meeting that we had, where we could see that Chuck wasn't himself, that he was fading, but we certainly expected to see him. He was preparing for retirement, and we expected to see him, you know, pull back little by little and retire, as I had done. And so at least we got a couple of good hugs and some good conversation and meals and exchanges of ideas and views as usual. So that, I would say that most important for me was that last board and staff face-to-face meeting that we just had in November, just a little over a month before he died. So that was very important.
Thank you, Kathy. And James, your story.
Oh, well, when it comes to Chuck, I mean, first of all, this isn't so much a story, but I really miss Chuck, who was a great friend, but I miss Chuck as such a great adversary. He and I struggled with each other. We often argued. We discussed subjects that we, you know, and we would just let it all hang out with each other. I can't say we were always necessarily entirely tolerant, but we lasted through it, and we always came to a workable resolution. I believe that kind of comradely struggle makes us stronger. And I miss that about him for sure. But I will say that in terms of Chuck, when I think of Chuck more than anything, I don't really think of him so much in terms of the struggle but I think of it as the relationship with the Sonoran Desert in southern Tucson, because I got to take, you know, I've been out there for a long time. I got to take him around to visit and see the desert and the mountains here for the first time. It was like being with a little kid, seeing it through their eyes. He was just so, fell so immediately in love with it. And we went to this one canyon, Aravaipa Canyon. It's just a beautiful canyon. And we were there, we got there and we forgot most of our food. So I was out foraging berries and stuff to mix in with the peanut butter and make some, cook some vegetables up and make a salad. And he got a kick out of that. We had fun and we left there 2 days before the biggest flood in 10,000 years hit that canyon. So I always think of Aravaipa Canyon and the desert and I think of Chuck.
Thank you, James. And Bamboo, your story.
Well, I too have many, many stories about Chuck, but I think one that stands out was that in the struggle to free the Cuban Five, a coalition developed. There was both an international coalition and a national coalition. And the national coalition decided that as a method of protest, we were going to sit in front of the White House and five people were going to be arrested. And actually, Chuck was one of the first people to volunteer to be arrested. As you may or may not know, one of the Cuban Five political prisoners was held at a maximum security prison there in Tucson, Arizona. And Chuck and Alliance for Global Justice often hosted the family and friends who came to see the political prisoner there. And that was one thing that impressed me about Chuck. He was not afraid to go for the real political issues that most folks kind of struggle to stay away from. Chuck never scared about, he was never scared about addressing the question of the Palestinians, for example, which most so-called progressive organizations are afraid to touch. He never shied away from the issues facing Nicaragua, facing Bolivia, facing Cuba, facing Venezuela, who are all under attack by the United States currently for regime change. So from all of those struggles, I've been highly impressed.
Thank you, Bamboshi, and to our listening audience, this is a special edition of Africa on the Move, as we are honoring Chuck Coffer of Alliance for Global Justice. Brother Chuck was born in the year of 1952, and he made a transition on December 28, 2021. Not only was Chuck was a freedom fighter, but definitely he was a man who was committed to fighting justice. And we are doing this contribution and this memory to Chuck because he is definitely someone that we can idolize in terms of his example of what it means to struggle against unjust systems. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a station break with music, with a message, and when we come back, we're going to open up our phone lines for friends and supporters who would like to make a statement in remembering Brother Chuck Coffman and the Alliance for Global Justice. We'll be right back. This is Africa on the Move.
Burn it all. Live beyond all the riches in the world. I'd surely burn it all. chains, living in pain. Today is the same, and nothing ever changes. Hung by a noose, can't tell the truth, filled with abuse, and everywhere there's danger. How long can this go on? When will the light I see? I know I must be strong to last through my journey. Yes, to last through my journey. Time will arrive when we must decide to get off the ride and stop going through these changes. We must prepare and learn how to care, for soon we'll be there where our lives won't be in danger. And when the light is clear, oh how beautiful I will be to know that I've been here and made it through my journey, yeah, and made it through my journey, yeah, 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 made it through my journey, made it through my journey.
Hello, Reno. A bloodline across the waters, from Benin to Salvador Bahia. A scar across the face of the earth. Palarino, the place they brought the Africans, the place where they tried to make them slaves. Palarino! You can feel the whip, hear the cries, and see the blood in the red clay. The clay that holds the stones together is African. And each stone is a bone from a people called slaves. Palarino was the place where death came to dwell. His neighbors did not complain, for he was a way out. From the cold gray cobblestone streets to the lifeless cathedrals, tall walls of demons called angels, haunted visions of white faces crucifying Jesus again and again. But in the sacrifice of this blood, of this dance with death, comes life more rich, more pure, more alive, where death spent many lonely nights pacing the floors of his funeral parlor, waiting for someone to die. Palarino, a French word called the place of torture, became a place of strength, a place where faces of white saints became faces of black gods, where haunted visions and demons became healing visionaries and orishas from the motherland. And Jesus rejoined his kinfolk and was reborn and baptized in the sound of sensual skin turned up to dance, to inspire a fire like the sun pronouncing his presence. Palarino was the tongue of the flame, licking the eyes of those who have tried to remain blind, shining a light on a spirit that would not be denied. No, the chains did not break the spirit, did not enslave the music of my soul, did not shackle the will of my freedom, did not tarnish the glow of my gold. And all the Palarinos in Africa, in Europe, in North and South America cannot destroy the majesty of my people, the love of my people, shining like the sun everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. When the light is clear, oh how beautiful I will be to know that I've been here and made it through my journey. Yeah, and made it through my journey. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to welcome you back to Africa on the Moon. You're listening to some music, inspiration, and liberation. We're doing a special program today in honoring Chuck Kaufman of AFGJ, we know the struggles must continue because Chuck has left a great legacy of showing us why it must continue. So right now we can come back. We will open up our phone lines for those who would like to make a statement. We actually please limit your statement time period to 3 to 4 minutes at most. And we will acknowledge your last four numbers. When we acknowledge your last four numbers, just introduce yourself, your organization, and you can make your statement. So right now we'll get started. We can go with caller. Your last four numbers are 7236. 7236. Welcome to Africa on the Move.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say it's a fantastic show. And I had the opportunity to meet Chuck and his work in organizing the physical support of revolutionary action was felt widely in our communities. Thank you.
Carla, next we can go to caller 6057. 6057. Welcome to Africa on the Move.
Thank you for having me, Brother Africa. Revolutionary greetings to you and the special guests on today's program. My name is Anthony. I'm an organizer for the All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC, and I would like to share our tribute to Chuck Kaufman and the Alliance for Global Justice. Three moments in biography and history: a lifetime of study and struggle, service and sacrifice and suffering. A revolutionary tribute to Chuck Kaufman and the Alliance for Global Justice. Pan-African Roots, the African Awareness Association, and the All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC, offer condolences to the family, co-workers, supporters, and allies of Chuck Kaufman and the Alliance for Global Justice. There are moments in biography and history that are hard to discern, yet fatal if we let slip by. There are also moments that are equally hard to discern, yet pregnant with the potential for birth, rebirth, growth, and development. This is one such moment. We had the honor to work with Chuck and AFGJ on numerous projects and countless barricades for almost four decades. Permit us to summarize these three of these moments in his political biography, in the history of the Latin American, Caribbean, Central, and South American Napa Solidarity movements, in the history of the Alliance for Global Justice and its affiliated networks and our organizations, parties, and networks. Details of this relationship are offered in our statement, which is posted at our website, www.a-aprp-gc.org. Moment one. 1952. Chuck Kaufman was born in 1952. He is one of hundreds of millions of babies who were born in every corner of the world between 1946 and 1964. Moment two, 1967. Okay, just a moment. Chuck joined the movement in 1967 at the age of 15. Hundreds of millions of youth joined the movement worldwide at the same age. Our stories will be told. He is symbolic of the baby boomers' coming of political age. His movement contributions are symbolic of hundreds of millions of people who helped change the world, even though not as we dreamed, not enough, and not permanently. When we joined the movement, we were promised nothing but long, hard struggle, long, hard sacrifice, and suffering, and victory in the end, though not in our lifetime. That promise has been kept so far. Moment 3, December 28, 2021. Chuck made his transition, a much-needed, earned, and deserved rest. Not yet a world. Not yet victory. Not yet a better world. Today is the first day of the Alliance for Global Justice's Continuing Life. A new generation inherits and continues Chuck's tradition and legacy. Our organizations and party are very small and poor, but we will help AFGJ and its affiliated network in any way we can. It is also the first day of Pan-African Roots, the African Awareness Associations, and the All African Peoples Revolutionary Party GC's continuing relationship with the Alliance for Global Justice and the Hemispheric Network that it and we serve. Rest assured, we will continue and intensify our work as best we can to the last second of our lives. We seek and have sought for more than six decades, principled, uncompromising, and revolutionary political alliance and solidarity, but rest equally assured we will continue and intensify our work alone if necessary and unavoidable.
Next, we will go to caller 1718. Introduce yourself, your movement, and the mic is yours. Welcome, caller, to Africa on the Move, 1718.
Thank you, Brother Lee. Thank you for organizing this very well-deserved tribute to Chuck Kaufman. He was a man I admired so much and I learned from so much. This is Lewis Wolf. I'm one of the founders of the magazine Covert Action Magazine, published since 1978. We were co-founded by Philip Agee, the great revolutionary former CIA member who came out as a socialist and quit and has fought it ever since until he passed. Let me just quickly say that Chuck, who I knew because I learned early about his work funding movements and organizations across the globe. It wasn't just in this country, within the bounds of the United States. He supported movements everywhere I can think of. I mean, almost everywhere I can think of. And one of the things he taught me was I first learned about this from Philip Agee, but I learned more from Chuck, was about American exceptionalism. That is the notion and the concept which is taught to every child in high school and in college and in churches across this country. The idea that the United States is exceptional, that we have the United States has the right to tell other people how to run their countries and what to do and what not to do, but in every case that it demands allegiance to the United States and cooperation with its agenda. And the other part is that Chuck taught me first, it wasn't called full spectrum dominance, as it is now called by the Pentagon. But he taught me first about what that meant to all the countries in the world that are come under the purview of the United States imperial designs. Chuck always taught us about solidarity. I mean, he was the king of solidarity in every way. And I would say everything that he did through the AFGJ was to expand the meaning of solidarity across the global south in Cuba. But he was also aware, because I had lived in the Philippines, he was totally aware. It was up to the minute about the situation in the Philippines under Ferdinand Marcos. I will just end by saying that Chuck was a totally compassionate man and a true revolutionary. I will miss him always. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. Next, we'll make our we'll transform our callers to 1376. 1376, introduce yourself, your movement, and the mic is yours. 1376, welcome to Africa on the Moon.
Thank you so much. This is Cheryl Abash. One of my hats is co-chair of the National Network on Cuba. I want to apologize to all of the co-workers and comrades of Chuck that I wasn't able to attend the virtual memorial. This has been a difficult few months for our movement, the Cuba Solidarity Movement, because we've lost people who are pillars like Chuck. I've worked actually with everyone who spoke today. I knew Chuck back from Washington when the Alliance for Global Justice was located just off Pennsylvania Avenue. And, you know, Chuck was Chuck provided a center for the whole anti-imperialist movement. If you were coming to Washington for a demonstration or to help to organize, there was Chuck. There was Chuck who knew how to fundraise, very skilled at what, you know, like earlier versions of fundraising, more direct mail. And he was willing to teach the whole movement. Chuck, I'm very sure that people will continue because Chuck was an organization builder. And we look forward to working with the Alliance for Global Justice, continuing to do that certainly in the months and the years to come, both from the National Network on Cuba, the Socialist Unity Party, the multitude of organizations that I'm affiliated with, everybody, IFCO, Pastors for Peace, when the their tax exemption was taken from them. It was the Alliance for Global Justice who wasn't afraid to provide that service for them. And that was because it was the organization that Chuck built, that was the organization that brought together all the myriad struggles. And he never shied away from them. What I remember, what stands out for me is, you know, the Alliance for Global Justice moving to Arizona and seeing Chuck chaining himself to a bus, I believe, that was going to deport migrants and being arrested. And thank you, Bamboshi, for mentioning Chuck getting arrested at the White House for Cuba and for the Cuban Five. He, you know, was a very wide-ranging leader in our movement, but somebody who did not put himself forward. He was humble and warm, and he will definitely be missed.
Thank you, Carla. Next, we'll go to Carla 2183. 2183, the mic is yours. 2183, welcome to Africa on the Moon.
Hi, this is Tom Whitney in the state of Maine with the Let Cuba Live solidarity group here. I didn't know Chuck as well as most of you have. Met him a couple of times in Washington and then two or three times later on in Tucson. There's a couple things. One, I picked up the impression along the way with other people whenever people admired Chuck. I picked that up very early. Never heard a negative word. People like Chuck. The people I've worked with here and there. The other thing that I suspect about Chuck, and I'm sure of this, he didn't discriminate among the various political groups and organizations that he worked with. Sectarianism was not in his DNA, I'm sure. And the last thing which I admire from afar is his devotion to Nicaragua. There's a whole bunch of good causes in this world, but he apparently began with Nicaragua and stuck with it. And he was on to something there. The nitpickers of the world can identify this or that little item regarding Nicaragua they don't like. But a revealing fact is that the migratory crisis across the U.S. southern border, of the so-called Northern Triangle, figures heavily into that. The countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, where a whole bunch of problems prevail from U.S. imperialism. And geographically and even sociologically, Nicaragua is not too much different from those three countries historically. But very, very few, comparatively speaking, migrants head north from Nicaragua. And there is a good reason for that, is what's happened over the years under the Sandinista government, and Chuck, of course, knew that. So that's all, and I'm very honored to have been asked to say a few remarks here. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. Next we'll go to Carl 3485. 3485, welcome to Africa on the Move. Yes, Carl 3485, the mic is yours. Okay, while we wait for caller 3485, let's go to caller 8710. 710, the mic is yours.
Yes. Thank you. My name is Ike Nahem, and I'm with the International U.S.-Cuba Normalization Conference and the New York, New Jersey, Cuba Sea Coalition. I was actually on the program with Lee and Chuck a few years back when we were building a conference in New York City against the U.S. blockade of Cuba. I've, like many that have spoken so far, to speak of Chuck's qualities. He was such an internationalist. He hated imperialism. He hated racism, and he fought it. And with all of his talents and his humility, I first met Chuck. I had met Chuck briefly in Washington many years back in Central America struggles that I was involved in. But we went to Venezuela together, I guess in the early 2000s for a anti-imperialist conference, and got to talk and know each other and become friends. And over the years, we'd call each other, talk to each other about usually around projects and stuff, but always go over the world politics. He was so well up to date, as other people had said. He was such a lot of us old Marxists and people would call a proletarian internationalist. That's what he was. He was an internationalist to his core. And in today's language, he was practiced and promoted international solidarity. And naturally, he played an important role behind the scenes as we've been building our movement against the blockade and expanding, and with webinars and all of his expertise in helping us to organize that, AF, Alliance for Global Justice, providing auspices, as Cheryl was saying. Chuck was just such a great fighter, and we will miss him, but he is definitely going to, you know, animate us along with the other fallen sisters and brothers over the last period in the struggles ahead as the battle of ideas continues, and backing that up with organization and mobilization. And that's what Chuck was about. Thank you, Lee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carla. We can go back to our caller. Your last four numbers are 3485. The mic is yours.
Thank you, Brother Africa. And revolutionary greetings from Gray Panthers of Metropolitan Washington. This is John Steinbach. And Chuck was a compañero in the struggle of mine and many of us for probably 35 years back to the late 1980s. The one thing I want to say about Chuck is that I was listening to the first panel, which was mostly folks in Alliance for Global Justice, and really you all are his greatest legacy, because you're continuing his work, because to a very great degree, the whole Alliance for Global Justice was his labor of love. I'm not saying that he alone founded it, but he was certainly central to it. And for those who didn't really know Chuck as a community activist, Chuck was somebody who got things done. He understood that you can't just get up and talk things. You actually have to get out, you have to struggle, and you have to do the work, the hard work. And the last thing I'd like to say is that literally hundreds, if not over 1,000 community groups over the years owe their existence to Chuck's vision of turning the Alliance for Global Justice into an opportunity for small groups like the Mumia Coalition, groups like the Iraq Coalition in Washington, D.C., the Hiroshima Committee, many groups that I belong to. We couldn't have functioned without the support of the Alliance for Global Justice. So I just would say, Chuck Kaufman, presente. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. We now will move to caller 8710. Do we have caller 8710?
I was just
on. The mic is yours.
This is Ike.
I guess so. Okay, Ike. Thank you. We'll move to caller 7361. Caller 7361. The mic is yours. 7361.
Hey, everybody. Greetings. This is Allison Bodine phoning from Vancouver, Canada, from the Fire This Time Movement for Social Justice. Thanks to Africa on the Move and to Lee for having this program here today. Definitely know that we are all in very good company. It's really been great to hear everyone's contributions and reflections on the life and legacy of Chuck Kaufman. What I wanted to say is just how much from the Fire This Time Movement for Social Justice we appreciated and really benefited from his leadership, especially in drawing a clear distinction between what we as activists and organizers in North America have as our responsibilities when it comes to people across Latin America and in developing countries around the world. We worked most closely with Chuck Kaufman during the days of the Venezuela Strategy Group, which was an organization that of people from across the U.S. and a few in Canada that had come together to organize against U.S. intervention in Venezuela and really to say directly and clearly that it is our responsibility not to criticize the government of Venezuela for what they do or do not do, but to end U.S. attacks and sanctions and threats against Venezuela and solidarity with Venezuela. And that work continues today along those lines that Chuck was so pivotal in forming and in bringing different people of similar mind together. Chuck also had such a clear vision of the importance of international solidarity to all of our local struggles, whether we believe in, whether we're organizing against poverty or racism, sexism. He knew that having also commitment to international solidarity was very important, that we must be against the war, both abroad, but also at home, whether it's in the United States, Canada, or in other imperialist countries. So I just wanted to send our condolences to all of Chuck's family and co-fighters, to everyone from the Alliance for Global Justice on the call today, all of his loved ones, and to thank AFRICOM, the MOVE, for organizing this program. We know that his leadership and dedication to the struggle for a better and just world is already deeply missed. But like I said at the beginning, we're in good company to continue organizing together. So greetings and solidarity from the Fire the Sky Movement for Social Justice in Canada, and Chuck Kaufman, presente.
Thank you, Sister Allison. And next we go to caller 2677. Caller 2677. The mic is yours.
Hello, Brother Africa. Thank you very much for having this important program. You give out information the way pretty much nobody else does, and I'm grateful for you. My name is Camille Landry. I am privileged to have worked with Chuck, and one of his more brilliant ideas was the Lucy Parsons Popular Human Rights School, which I'm also privileged to work on. That's an AFGJ initiative to train grassroots activists to develop training and skills and help develop the infrastructure of grassroots activists and organizers so that we together can create transformative change to end human rights violations in the United States and by the United States. It's a toss-up which is worse, but it ain't no contest. The Lucy Parsons Popular School of Human Rights will operate its first class starting in late April, and I want to invite all of the listeners on this program today to contribute to the to stretching Chuck's vision and Chuck's genius to the grassroots activists in your community, because study is really critical to revolution. You can't have a revolution without study and analysis. And that's what the Lucy Parsons Human Rights School hopes to be able to build, so that we increase our capacity to make true transformative social change. And so I'd invite you to go to the AFGJ website, which is afgj.org, and look for the Human Rights School and find out about it. Consider becoming a student, consider becoming a faculty member, consider supporting it in some way, because this is Chuck's last great project. And his way of, I'm sure he wasn't thinking in terms of his legacy at the moment, but he was thinking in terms of building the capacity of the movement that he loved and that he spent his life struggling in. So thank you all. Everybody's kind words mean a lot to those of us who worked with Chuck, but more importantly, Chuck's principles are the things that are going to change this world for the better. And so it does my little old heart good to see that so many people are working in so many ways, in so many places. Let's keep it up. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you, Sister Camille. And we next will go to caller 4298. Caller 4298, the mic is yours. Welcome to Africa on the Move, 4298.
Thank you, Brother Africa, and greetings to everyone. Revolutionary greetings, especially Kathy and Elaine and James and Bambosi. It was my honor and privilege to serve as a full charge bookkeeper heading up the accounting department for Alliance for Global Justice for about 8 years. And I learned a lot from Chuck. Chuck is a revolutionary. He's definitely dedicated to grassroots organizing, and his legacy will live on forever. He was a true revolutionary, as all the Alliance for Global Justice is revolutionaries, and I hope they keep up the good work that I was there for Occupy Wall Street, Sandy, a number of different campaigns, and it was my honor and privilege to serve, and I thank Chuck for that. Anyway, Chuck Kaufman Presente.
Thank you, Brother Moses, and we now will go to Carlo, 5827. The mic is yours. Welcome to Africa on the Move. 5827. Yes, Carlo, 5827. The mic is yours. Okay, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a station break, and when we come back, if anybody has called in and have not had a chance to speak, please make sure you hit 1 on your board, and we will acknowledge your last 4 numbers, and we'll get some final thoughts from the board members as well as the staff. This is Africa on the Move.
If you think of the Middle East in this modern time, you can't help but say the word Palestine. People there have lost their land. Some have lost their home. They live in other countries, their freedom almost gone. Palestine needs her freedom. Palestine needs our love, needs our love. Palestine needs her freedom. Palestine needs our love. There seems to be no answer to give us the reason why people cannot live, so no one has to die. We've got to take a stand for freedom, take a stand for truth, take a stand for justice. That's what we've got to do, 'cause Palestine needs her freedom. Palestine needs our love, needs our love. Palestine, Palestine needs her freedom. Palestine needs our love. People of all countries, of every race and creed, we need a new beginning. Let us plant the seed. Plant the seed of love, and let that love seed grow. Plant the seed for everyone, so all the world will know that Palestine needs her freedom. Palestine needs our love, needs our love. Palestine, Palestine needs her freedom, needs her freedom. Palestine needs our love.
Estamos sobrados, somos ricos y sigo respetando al rap de Puerto Rico, al cubano, al colombiano, mexicano y español, pero lo de nosotros.
nosotros sale del corazón, con sentimiento, con talento, violento, ojo, no con armas, sino con conocimiento, el intelecto emana de los foros, te metes en internet y lo ves en los foros, es sabiduría, aunque muchos locos piensen que son habladuría, conozco primero a fondo la ciencia mía, para que después hablen como comadre chismosa, yo te escribo en verso y en prosa, no soy Alice en el país de las maravillas, estamos claros, te portas mal, te acribillan, te hacen papilla, es que eso es obvio, o eres ángel o eres demonio, niño. O eres ángel o eres demonio. Quiero ver a toda la gente con las manos arriba. ¿Dónde están los latinos con las manos arriba? Que vive el hip hop con las manos arriba. ¿Qué? Con las manos arriba. Que viva la cultura con las manos arriba. El deporte con las manos arriba. Venezuela con las manos arriba. ¿Qué? ¿Qué? Sentimiento, sabor, rumba, corazón. La salsa retumba, retumba el tambor. No se te olvide el joropo. Recuerda el folclore. Te lo digo el rap. Crece la tensión. Caribeño, se siente el calor, esto es música de calle, al que no le guste que vaya a llorar para el valle, es música con estilo, tú estás claro así que solo dilo, para que lo sepa, sueno tan criolla como comerse una arepa, volar papagayo, llámalo, cometa, tropo perinola que te ruche las metras, música venezolana y todo lo que sea en Venezuela, no solo es un ritmo, escucha las letras, tan criollo como que te vean y te digan, para que te choquen las manos, al final del día, dale, hablamos. Y lo que más me alegra, la gente latina siempre será gente negra. Venice, Bolivia, Brasil y Cuba, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Honduras, República Dominicana y Ecuador, Guatemala, Haití, El Salvador, México, Perú, Panamá y Uruguay, Argentina, Nicaragua, Puerto Rico, Paraguay, todos unidos, nuestra América entera, junto a Venezuela, una sola bandera, junto a Venezuela, una sola bandera, comandante, te amo, que Dios te bendiga.
¿Dónde está Amaranta? El Amaranta y el Pinky, ¿dónde están? ¿No? La cantera.
We'd like to welcome you back to Africa on the Move. We're doing a special program for a special person. We are honoring Chuck Cuthbert of AFGJ. We honor him by understanding that the struggle continues. What we're going to do right now, before we do our closing, again, if anyone is on our board who has not spoken, please hit 1 and we will acknowledge your last 4 numbers. Right now, we do have Brother Kamal Benjamin. I believe he is on the board now. Kamal Benjamin, welcome to Africa on the Move. Your comment, please. Kamal Benjamin.
Yes. We'd like to thank you, Lee, for having this program. Very comprehensive, and a salute to Brother Chuck Kaufman and the Alliance for Global Justice. I had the opportunity to meet and work with Chuck through the last 40 years working and organizing with the All African People's Revolutionary Party, Bob Brown, Kwame Ture, Bambo Shishango, and many others. Chuck had his office over in 600 blocks of Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. We met on numerous occasions to talk and discuss the problems, especially with the Nicaraguan network, Venezuela. Recently, I've been organizing with the D.C. Metro Coalition in solidarity with the Cuban Revolution. And I'm sure Chuck would have been very supportive of that also. In my statement, most people have covered all of the salutations for Brother, and we thank you all. And I would just like to say and pay my condolences to Chuck, his family, and friends. And we say the struggle for liberation continues.
Thank you, Brother Kamal, for such words, and to our listening audience, we're going to do what we're going to do right now. We're going to make a couple announcements, then it'll be followed by some final thoughts from some of the staff and board members from Alliance for Global Justice. We would like to share with everyone that we would like to invite you, your organization, members of your organization, to come and join the African Awareness Association, as well as this radio station, Africa on the Move, as we are planning a joint trip to Cuba this year, a feeder ride. It's going to be a travel challenge. The trip will be from July the 23rd to the 31st. We'll be visiting three provinces. That's Guantanamo, Santiago, and Havana. We come to ask for your support by coming and join us. You can go send a memo, but come and join our delegation. For more information, you can go to the website www.aaa-cubastours.com, or you can call 804-549-7492, or you can call 202-714-9435. Come and join and support this particular delegation that we're taking. Also, we'll inform you that please support Pan-African Roots. They have just produced their first book, which is called We Demand the Full Disclosure and Digitization of All Slavery Era. It's a book, a two-volume book, 1 and 2. If you want more information, you go to the website www.a-aprp.gc.org, as well as you can reach out and reach out to Nappy Books Bookstore. They also can help you and assist you to get that particular book. The author is Bob Burrell. So those are two of our brief announcements. And like always, you can catch this radio program on a weekly basis every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S., as we continue to try to give people what they need and not necessarily what they want. We're going to speak truth to power, to the powerless and the powerful. And we invite you and your organization, if you got information, you got news that need to be known, please use us as a viable resource. We'd love to have you as a guest so you can educate and inspire our people to a higher level of political activity so we can make a change that will serve in the best interest of all of humanity and move humanity forward. I think this is one of the lessons that Chuck has taught us, that information is important, but it's more important to take that information, put into some form of activeness, activity. And the best way we can do that is by joining an organization. So those are our announcements. Come and support us. Right now, what we're going to do is ask our staff members and board members of Alliance for Global Justice just to give us their final thoughts on honoring Chuck Kaufman. And how can the world support Alliance for Global Justice? We'll start off first with our sister Elaine. Your response, Elaine, your final thoughts, and how can we help support AFGJ?
Hi, yeah, thank you. I just want to also take this opportunity to say that it's been an honor to be on with you all. And as James said, he left us strong and prepared, and I really look forward to continuing to work with each and every one of you. I really appreciated everyone's word. And thank you, Lee and Africa on the Move, for putting this incredible tribute together for our comrade and our friend and mentor. So, we continue our work in coalitions. Our fiscal sponsorship work continues. Please reach out. You can find all of our contact information on our website, afgj.org. And yeah, thanks again. Chuck presente.
Thank you, Elaine. From Elaine, we'll go to Kathy. Kathy, your final thoughts.
Thank you, Lee, for having us on. I've just been very impressed listening to all the statements, and I would just like to highlight one thing that I thought was important was mentioned Chuck's lack of sectarianism, and he supported the cause and built coalitions, but he didn't join a political party. He kept the vision of the society that we want in his mind, and then work with anyone who was working for that same kind of vision. And I hope that folks will continue to work Together in Coalition and find the Alliance for Global Justice a good partner for that work.
Thank you, Kathy. Next, we are going to James Jordan. Your final thoughts for tonight, James.
Thanks, Lee. Well, I just really appreciate everybody's tributes, and I really appreciate that so many of the tributes that not only were you remembering Chuck, but it's true that AFTJ, he poured his life into AFTJ, and I appreciate your votes of confidence and faith in us in continuing and on with that legacy, and is very moving. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for that, and that, yeah, we'll continue on. Hasta la victoria siempre. Thank you.
Thank you, James. And we next will go to our brother Bamboshi. Brother Bamboshi, your final thoughts.
Yes, again, I think everybody said it. Thank you. Thank you for this program. Thank you for remembering and honoring Chuck. And also, thank you for also seeing that what the Alliance for Global Justice has done has to continue, has to be intensified, and we must move forward because a better world is possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Bamboshi, and we'll bring in one of our supporter group that allowed us to help us to put this program together. That's the All African People Revolutionary Party GC. We'll bring in Brother Anthony, ask him for his final thoughts, and maybe share something about their organization with our listening audience. Brother Anthony.
Certainly. We had the honor and privilege of working with AFGJ and Chuck over many years, as I said in our condolence statement. And, he made a tremendous contribution to the development of various movements and revolutionary struggle throughout the world, particularly in Central South America and the Caribbean. And we hope to continue our working relationship with AFGJ to try to struggle to work for a better world and continue our fight against all manifestations of human exploitation.
And how can they find out more information about your organization, Brother Anthony? What's the website?
Certainly. Sure. They can visit our website, www.a-aprp-gc.org. And there they can find out more about the history and objective and ideology of our political party, the All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC, as well as how to contact us.
And Elaine, how can our listening audience find out more information, and those who may want to work with Alliance for Global Justice, how can they contact Alliance for Global Justice, Elaine?
Yeah, well, our website is afgj.org. We have information about how to get in our fiscal sponsorship program and how to get in touch with us about that. We also have all of our other work posted there and all of our contact information there. So you can call and email and any way you want to get in touch, we are happy to hear from you.
And we thank you, Elaine. We thank all our participants. And we thank you, the listening audience, for allowing us to come to your home this evening where we could share and present Alice Wall token of thank you to Chuck for all that he has done for humanity. We attempted to honor Chuck Coffin by sharing different legacies, the stories of his life while he was here. But we know that the best way to show our appreciation for Chuck is to continue the struggle. So until next time, we just remind you, you can check out Africa on the Move every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in by phone at 323-679-0841, or you can go online, Blog Talk Radio, and type in Africa on the Moon to listen to this program. Again, come and join us along with the African Awareness Association as we take our funeral trip to Cuba from July the 23rd to the 31st. For more information, check out the website www.aaa.cubatours.com. Or you can email us at African Awareness Association 2 at Gmail all together. So what we're going to do right now, present to our brother Chuck Kaufman, and we will leave you with some music that typifies the life and the struggle of Chuck Kaufman. We thank you for listening to Africa on the Move. Long live Chuck. Chuck will live forever because the ideas he left will be continuing to be carried out by the living. So until next time, we always subscribe to Go Forward Ever, Backwards Never. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 p.m. on the Moon. A final salute to our brother Chuck Kaufman. Job well done.
Welcome to pilgrims and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plains. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America, yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away, yeah, but the people know it's winter. In America, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It looks like he's hoping, hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, in America. And all of the healers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from a winter in America.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Man.
Yeah,
brother,
like, stop right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need delay. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on.
'cause God's word come to pass. Marcus, God's word come to pass. You can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. And you, hello, come to one come.
Civil rights talk, man, I wouldn't want to hear it. This integration been disintegrating. Better off in our own ghettos with our own situation. His last speech got him assassinated. Black business was booming, it wasn't just a consumer. Controlling our narrative, we have more marriages. And see what the damage did, they ain't that bad a bitch. And welfare did us way worse than the slavery. I'll never be an agent, I don't care what they paying me. Seem like Nip had the same old story. If we pay a black hater, tell a different allegory. Like Pearl Harbor and 9/11 was the mystery. Supremacy will go the extent to keep their history alive. All I'm saying, if these leaders was alive, who be on the internet trying to divide? And use a hotep hustler, trying to fear people of that low vibe structure. Agree to disagree and we ain't gotta tear our own down. Argue in silence, or forever be our own downfall.
All I wanna say is that we're giving it away. Soul ain't for sale and the devil is a fake. Argue in silence, but don't let it seal our fate. Fight behind doors, but don't ever show our face. 'Cause if Mom had Twitter, Malcolm had Twitter, it'd be our own people do the trolling, spewing ignorance and do the scolding. Where we going? 'Cause if Mom had Twitter, and Malcolm had Twitter, it'd be our own people do the trolling, spewing ignorance and do the scolding. Where we going?
Sometimes the key to life you looking for be right in front of you. Tried to show my man hidden colors, he said nothing new. I said, what if we been lied to most of our freaking lives? Henry, you're coming tonight, and you ain't speaking right, your arrogance precedes you. What if your faith did? I spoke to God on Wednesday, he said most of it's basic. $1 million mindset to be flying, stay hungry. Hieroglyphics writing on walls you couldn't take from me.
A man lay dead in the street today. I must have bumped my head and landed in 1940 or something, I swear. And all I have is love and joy to give. I need to spread my wings, I need to fly away. I wanna get high today. Who got five on my little bundle of temporary? Man, I wanna live long enough to be legendary. Your statistics said by now that I'm gonna be dead and buried. But when I heard your voice, it seems as if we met already. In a march for our rights, that civil, the same purpose. Two different tribes and we fighting the same person. Could it be that our eyes was deceiving us? We had to have faith when nobody believed in us.
And cosmic companionship sustained me after my husband was assassinated and gave me the strength to make my contribution to carrying forward his unfinished work.
A man lay dead in the street today. I must have bumped my head
I need to spread my wings. I need to fly away.
From North Carolina. We are the cultural arm of worker and civil rights organization Black Workers for Justice. We came in from Raleigh, North Carolina, from Jacksonville, North Carolina, from Durham. And we're here because we support and we are part of the labor movement, but also part of the environmental justice movement, too. We are with UE 150, the North Carolina Public Service Workers Union, local of the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers of America. In our communities, we fight on the job, but we also see the need to fight in our communities. There is no distance between the two. If we want justice on our jobs, we have to fight for justice in our communities. A lot of our communities face environmental hazards. Some of us come from communities that have Superfund sites in the middle of them. Some of us are part of organizations, environmental organizations that fight against coal ash ponds, that are currently fighting against the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, which will come through predominantly of colors, communities of color, Black and Native American communities. So we're fighting against that. We're fighting against hog farms, proliferation in North Carolina, and the dumping in our streams from being contaminated from hog farms. So we see the intersections between workers being poisoned on the job and workers being poisoned in our communities.
We want to close with a song.
So we wrote a song, Fruit of Labor wrote a song about water contamination based upon struggles that were going on in North Carolina. So we're going to do a little bit of it right now. Okay. It's called Justice Flowing Down Like Water. Okay. Family drank from a deep clear well till the oxen moved underground. Now the only story left to tell is innocence lost in community action. Justice flowing down like water, clean water safe for all. Justice flowing down like water, clean water safe for all. Justice flowing down like water, clean water safe for all. Justice flowing down like water, clean water safe for all. Little girl don't read so well, there's a lot that she'll never see. Some say it's the mercury in the fish of mama heat. Power plants poisoning you and me. Justice flowing down like water, clean water safe for all. Justice flowing down like water, clean water safe for all. Justice flowing down like water, clean water safe for all. Justice flowing down like water, clean water safe for all. Clean water safe for all.
That's it.